can you do when faced with daunting life circumstances or painful emotions? Well, Steve Arterburn has experienced that, and he offers us his insights today on making your life count.
The first thing is you have to say to yourself, I'm in trouble here, or I have a need. I need some help. And so that's, you know, you just admit it to yourself, and then you admit that to somebody else. The second thing is we need to desire for things to be better. Just being aware doesn't help. You have to want things to be different and better. But that doesn't help if you don't have the third thing, which is willingness. We have to come to a place where we're willing to do whatever it takes.
Steve says it's difficult to change without the help of other people.
We need other people around us to encourage us and support us so that we can do what seems to be impossible. He wants us to be in relationship. Who better than Jesus modeled being in relationship? He had men around him all the time. And if we go through life saying, all I need is my Bible and me, well, then you've not been reading your Bible enough, because the Bible says we need a lot more than just a Bible and you. We've got to be in fellowship with others where we're open, honest, and authentic.
Our Creator knows that it's not good for us to be alone. That's what He said. So as you start building honest and healthy relationships, you can begin to thrive, just as God intended for you to thrive. For more sources of encouragement, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com. I'm Steve Douglas.